92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I've never watched The X-Files, but there was an episode of that show back in 1998 called Kill Switch, and it was about artificial intelligence gone rogue. Let's remember, back in 1998, most people were using their home landline and a dial-in modem to connect to the internet. Yeah, those were the days of Windows 3.1, remember that? But the story of that episode had a very futuristic message, which was never allow the digital world to take over your life. Now, the federal government here in America wants to have more control over criminals who try to evade police forces, and they've determined the best way to do that is to install remote kill switches in all cars, trucks, and SUVs sold in America. This probably won't happen for another 4 or 5 years, but you should know that President Biden has already approved it. The real question is, should it even be allowed? Partly because, as we've seen for the last 4 or 5 years, people seem to be changing the definition of things all the time, and what we consider law-abiding today could have a very different meaning in 3 or 4 years. But if this all gets approved, Big Brother's going to be in your car very soon. And it won't just be a remote kill switch, it will actively monitor your driving and determine if you're impaired in any way, so your car could just stop running, or not start in the first place if you do something the system has been programmed to recognize as a problem. But let's take a step back for the wider picture. It opens up the possibility of criminal cyber hackers getting in and corrupting your car, locking it, demanding ransom. Are we really sure this is the best way to catch the criminals? Because I'm not a criminal. You aren't a criminal. We don't need this in our car. Maybe you should start contacting your local government representatives and say, no.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.